Hi there, how are you today?
Okay.
Good, I'm just passing by real quick. I'm out here with Point. Are you the homeowner here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just talking with Mark just across the street here, Ansbro.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's been having any major issues here in the neighborhood. We're treating about 64 other homes here in the development just down the road.
Uh-huh.
Just because of this weather with the heat and everything, some people have been seeing some of those little black ants every once in a while. A couple of like the spiders have been pretty common as well. You mentioned a little bit more of those. Do you guys see those around the home?
No.
Okay. Any of like the little black, teeny tiny black ants?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's good. These homes are about 22 years old, right? Okay. I mean, nobody's had any infestations. You know, no home's getting lifted off the ground and moved away with those ants.
Okay.
But we're just trying to do a more of a preventative. A lot of people have called us out for that here close by. Are you guys the original owners here?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed any like the centipedes or anything in the wintertime with those mice?
No.
Okay. Well, like Mark, I'm coming back to talk with him tomorrow. He's very interested. They already have a service. The reason why they're maybe switching over is just because of the things we've been doing here in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys ever used a service here before?
No.
Okay.
I just have the people who do the thing on the grass.
The lawn care company kind of?
There's some kind of, I don't know what they do.
Spray like the grass?
Yeah.
Okay, for the ticks?
I guess, yeah.
So, hopefully. Yeah, okay.
Well, they just told me there's that...
The grubs?
Keeps those things away.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah.
Well, what we've been doing here, our main goal is to protect the value of the house. We're structural pest control. So then when we treat the home, I can show you over here. Do you guys see those around the home?
Sometimes the wasps.
The wasps?
Yeah.
Where do you see those more?
Over there.
Oh. Is it just over here? That mud nest or?
Oh, I don't know about
that. Oh, these guys.
Yeah,
oh, holy cow. Oh, man. You see how there's these stains? You can see here on the siding. Kind of looks like bird poop.
Uh-huh.
Every single area, there's a stain there.
Yeah.
These guys, they're not aggressive. They just usually hover. Don't worry.
Yes.
If you want, I can.
Don't be yelling at them.
That one's on me. See these bees over here?
Yeah.
All those stains you saw coming down? Those are called carpenter bees. What they do, they're not very aggressive, don't worry. They don't sting. They just they just bite through wood.
Oh.
But they, I mean, the females, they're a little bit more. But these guys, what they do is they chew through wood. They're kind of like termites on steroids.
Okay.
They have very big jaws, and they can chew through that wood. Sometimes they do bite, but... But yeah, what we do, every single stain you saw was a hole, because they bite through that wood and then they spit it out, and that stains the siding there. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So what we have to do for these guys, we have a brush that extends 25 feet up.
Uh-huh.
We come in, we have to spray under these main floor areas here because they're tearing up that fascia board under there. If you want, you can come out this farther out this way. See how they're just hovering around there?
Yeah.
Every single stain you see right there is a hole that they've drilled into the wood.
Okay, even in the siding?
Yeah, well they don't drill into the siding. There's a board under there called fascia boards. And they drill into the wood there and then they make nests going up inside that wood and they lay their eggs in the wood behind there.
Okay.
They make little tombs back there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But people are having to replace these fascia boards because they do a ton of damage to them.
Okay.
So what we do, the ones that we can spray here close by, we can definitely spray those out and we kill those. We guarantee these kind of bugs.
Okay.
But the ones here up high, you can see you're getting stains up way up there by the peak.
Yeah.
We have a brush that extends 25 feet up. We spray the end of the brush and brush it up there and kill them that way as well. These guys, they leave pheromones a lot of times where their nests are, so that's how they always know where to come back to year after year. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
how
we.
Much does that cost?
Good question. Sometimes companies will actually charge per hole for the carpenter bees, but these guys are free with our service.
Uh-huh.
Because when we treat the home, we're trying to make sure we get, you know, we're protecting the entire house. We're doing a full preventative, but we're not charging any extra for our specialized pests. Uh-huh. These are free. So like what we do is we come the first time and then we come that month later just to kill those eggs that are hatching.
Okay.
We're not getting any of like the elephant eggs or anything like that around. No big ones. But we do get rid of a lot of those carpenter ant eggs and the ant eggs, spider eggs, and also the carpenter bee eggs the month later. And then after that, it's just once every 3 months that we come back just to maintain the home throughout the year. Uh-huh. And each season, you know how the bugs are very seasonal.
Yeah, I don't have any other bugs, just those.
Just these ones, okay. But like a lot of times those insects will get up inside the walls of the home because the siding here, mm-hmm. you can see there's that gap under there. I can show you over here.
Yeah, I've just seen them up there.
Okay, well like with the ants and spiders, they'll nest inside the wall areas. Uh-huh. And they'll usually be inside there for about 4 or 5 years. And then when they finally overpopulate the area, that's when people start seeing them. So we're trying to make sure it doesn't get to that. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to protect the home, but we do take care of these specialized pests for free. So we treat around the entire foundation of the home. We treat 3 feet up and 3 feet out. We will spray under these areas here, and then up high we'll use our brush and get rid of these guys.
Okay.
If they do show up in between our treatments, give us a call. We'll be back for free for you. These are guaranteed. We also do treat around all the doorways and windows around the entire main floor of the house to mm-hmm. prevent these guys from getting into the home.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It's all from the outside, right?
Yeah. The inside, okay. We actually do treat inside. It's yeah. free with our service.
Yeah.
We don't spray the baseboards anymore like some companies still do. We're using new technology. It's an injection system. And we just treat under the sink, right where the pipe goes in the wall, there's that existing hole.
Yeah.
We just treat right under the sink there into the wall. Nothing on the surface. It's very minimal what we do inside. I'm sure you're not noticing too much in there. Mm-mm. Do you guys have a basement here or is it slab?
Basement.
Okay. Sometimes people have seen a little bit more of the spiders and the centipedes. Do you guys ever see those down there? Okay.
I know there's a spider because sometimes there's some webs or whatever, but I've never seen them.
Okay. Just their homes, their evidence.
Yeah, I guess they keep other bugs away, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, it's true, because the spiders, the reason you find their cobwebs around the house in the basement is because they're looking for a food source, and usually there's something feeding them. So we get rid of their food source inside the house, but we also do a little spot treatment in the basement if you want us to, just to kind of help get rid of those guys out of there. And then the full exterior gets rid of these guys. If you want us to focus more on the carpenter bees, mm-hmm. we definitely can, because you guys have quite a few stains here.
Yep.
And that these guys, they're only active, you know, a couple months out of the summer, but they're in those 2 months, they do a lot of damage to the home. But we guarantee them throughout the entire year if they were to show up at any other time.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But I can write, you know, my special instructions for my technicians. Mm-hmm. If you guys want us to focus more on the carpenter bees, we yeah. definitely can do that. Is that something you guys would want us to treat for?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys noticed yet in the wintertime any of the mice?
I don't have mice and I don't want any.
Okay.
Because I don't want nothing that's going to attract them.
Sure. Are you a nurse?
Yes.
Oh, really? Awesome. I have a friend
that like bugs.
Sure, I totally understand. I have a friend that's a nurse as well. She's going to be a nurse. It's a lot of studying you got to do. I actually want to be a dentist someday. I'm trying to go into the medical field. I'm not doing this the rest of my life. But yes, these guys, we do take care of these. All the products we use are very pet and kid friendly. Do you guys get the deer running through here every once in a while?
Yeah.
Okay. Not too many deer inside, right?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
There was one on the porch, but that's okay. Hard
to Well, we don't treat the deer. It's a little bit too big. But those deer ticks, we are trying to help bring down that population. So just as a courtesy for the families, we've extended our barrier 10 feet out into the grass and mulch areas around the entire house. We can, if you don't want us to do that, we don't have to, but it's very pet and kid friendly, very soft. Uh-huh. And we extended that barrier 10 feet out just to get rid of any of these guys that are inside the grass areas here. Uh-huh. Does that make sense? Is that something you guys would want us to treat for as well?
I guess.
It's free if you want it. Okay. And what we do, like I said, we just come that first time, then just a month later to kill the eggs that are hatching so that they're not coming out again. Uh-huh. And then after that, it's just once every 3 months we come back. So it's 5 treatments we do from this May all the way till next May. Uh-huh. Does that make sense?
Okay.
What I'm doing is I'm just passing by today. I'm filling up the spots we have open for tomorrow. And while we're here, they're letting us do our 40% off because we're saving gas and time while we're here in the area. Uh-huh. Does that make sense? How big is the home here in square feet?
24.
Whoa. It's a blimp. That is cool. Do you guys get those a lot? Oh, okay. Nice. How big did you say?
2,400.
2,400. Okay. Yeah, for this size of home, normally it's the 195 for that initial, and then those quarterlies we come at the 115. That includes all the standard pests. The mice and rats, we do preventative so that they're not getting into the walls.
Does it attract them?
No, we use bait boxes on the outside of the home, so if they are somewhere close by, they're gonna run out.
Here?
We don't, no. It doesn't usually. If you want, we can just set up traps in the home, so if they do come inside.
No, I don't. It doesn't, I've never seen any.
Okay. It doesn't bring them here, but we don't have to treat for them if you don't want us to.
Well.
It doesn't attract them or anything like that.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. If you bait for them, don't they come for the food?
Well, they usually come to the homes anyways because of the heat when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
They head for the hills for the warmth in the house. Does that make sense? So we just bait outside so that keeps them on the outside usually. But we don't have to treat for them if you don't want to. It doesn't attract them to the home.
Okay.
The carpenter ants, those are the bigger black ones. We are waiving that fee. The ticks, like I said, we're including that just as a courtesy for the families. And then these carpenter bees, normally we do charge quite a bit more because they're a little harder to get rid of. As you can see, they're pretty high up there. But we are including all these free. The wasps, the yellow jackets, the carpenter bees.
And I've seen wasps sometimes, but not this year so far.
Okay, are you the lucky one that gets to spray
those?
Wasps. No, these are definitely carpenter bees. You can see how they're bigger, fat bumblebees. Yeah, and those stains, like I said, they're getting into the wood there.
All right.
So if you want us to, we can focus on those, but that is free with the service. Those that I can get going while we're here today, I am dropping that 195 down to the 105. And then those quarterlies, I'm dropping to the 105 as well. So it's just the five treatments, each at the 105.
Okay.
We just keep it at the same flat rate. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So would you guys want us to treat with that tick treatment around the home as well?
Okay.
Let me just write that down here really quick.
What these
people do.
I'll get the paper. They did something today. So maybe you'll understand.
Sure. Is this for the lawn service?
Yeah, they mow the lawn every summer.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. And they do this stuff. Some kind of cross check.
Let me see. Cross check plus. Fungicide.
That's except for the trees or something.
Lawn and foundation. Okay. Late spring spray. Doesn't really say any of the things they're spraying for.
I guess it's probably just.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, this is completely different from us. This is just lawn care. The tick treatment, we just add. It won't do any. It won't mess with anything they put down already. We just do that just to kind of help protect the home from the ticks.
All right.
So I can put that here. Ticks around foundation. And. Did you guys want us to do that spot treatment in the basement for the spiders? We don't have to do the inside if you don't want us to, but it's free with it. We usually just do the inside once during the year.
Oh. Okay, what, downstairs?
Uh-huh, just in the unfinished areas. We just spray a little bit down there. And then, like I said, if with the injection system, we just treat under the sink, right where the pipe goes in the wall. We just put a little bit product back there just to make sure we can flush any of the nests out of the walls that could be inside there. That are coming. We just do this once a year.
But it doesn't attract.
No.
It's, like they say, like if you get a stink bug and you kill it or something, it'll attract all the other stink bugs. Well, I haven't had any stink bugs.
Okay.
Some other people
We won't
have.
Jinx you.
That's what I'm saying. So as long as you don't bring anything to me.
No, these are definitely not attractants. We're not trying to attract the bugs to the home. We're trying to keep them away. After our initial service, we use a product called Talstar. It's actually a repellent, so it will repel insects to come to the house.
Right.
So that will definitely help out with that.
Okay.
So I put here carpenter lavender bees, definitely we will focus on that because we're seeing a lot over there.
Yeah.
And then the spiders in the basement, we'll just do that once this year.
Okay. And then I don't know if, you know, sometimes the wasps, but...
Where did you see those wasps?
Well, sometimes they're behind, like, the...
The shutters? Okay.
Over by that bay window, but I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it was these things.
Okay. No, it's usually the wasps that are behind the shutters.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to put here full preventative because that's just going to include all these other specialized pests. Okay. So all the standard pests, mice and rats, ants, spiders, centipedes, silverfish, those are all included. And then these specialized pests, carpenter bees, carpenter ants, wasps and yellow jackets, like I said, we're not going to charge any extra for those. They will be free for you.
Okay.
And like I said, we just come this first year. Next year, it's optional if you guys want to continue. We just need at least a one-year commitment so that we can have a couple times to come to your home and, you know, get our product around, get rid of these guys. It's not going to happen all at once. Mm-hmm. It is a process. But after the initial year, if you guys want to continue, it's optional. Most people do, just to maintain the home throughout the year. But we will take care of those. Next year, it will drop down to 4 services because this first year, we broke that egg cycle already. Does that make sense? Let me just get your information here really quick. Let me call my office just to see what spots we have open. Are you guys going to be home tomorrow?
No, I'm not working, so I'll have to look and see what I do in the office.
Because we just need, if somebody's home during the day, we just need about 10-15 minutes of their time. And then if they need to leave, we can they can lock the door and then we can just finish up with the outside. Okay. Are you guys going to be... Oh, you can take that. Are you guys going to be home? Is somebody going to be home at all tomorrow during the day?
No.
What time do you usually get back?
I don't get home until after... probably after 5.
After 5? Is that every day during the week?
Yeah, no. My day off switches.
Oh, okay. That's true. Nurses, they have crazy hours, don't they?
Okay. Working then.
Are you here?
Thursday.
Are you here Thursday this week?
No, I had off yesterday.
Oh, okay. Crap.
So, yeah.
What about the weekend?
The weekend? Do you do it on Sunday?
No, we don't work Sunday, but Saturdays we do work.
This Saturday I have to go someplace.
If you guys aren't going to be home this week, I can schedule you. That way we can get rid of these guys. You don't have to be home. The only reason you'd have to be home is if we did the inside this first time. But we don't have to do that. If you want us to come inside later on another date, just let us know.
It's
always free for you.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So we can do the outside. We could do it tomorrow for you, get rid of these guys.
Okay, yeah.
And that way we'll leave the invoice at your door and everything for you.
That's
will that work?
Yeah,
okay. Let me just give my office a call real quick just to see what spots we have open tomorrow.